day started right. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Yasser. Only on The Voice of the Cape.
So, 6:41 is where we're at this morning. Like I said a little earlier on, if you have matrix that sat the 2020 National Senior Certificate Examination, you're more than welcome to send through their names via voice note to us, as well as the school, and we'll do those shout-outs a little later on during the course of the show, just after 8 a.m. Perhaps. So it's going to get pretty interesting, and I'm sure there are many from our local schools as well. So we'd love to hear some of those names coming through, and you can let your friends and family know as well. Right now, though, like we said, we're turning our attention towards, mental health and coping amidst the release of the Matric 2020 results. And I mean, the 2020 Matrics faced many challenges during their final academic year due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the lockdown. And there were countless interruptions across South African high schools due to the fast spread of the virus, as well as, you know, affected many learners' mental health and the ability to focus at schools. I mean, learners have lost loved ones, teachers and school staff, and I mean, this took a toll on their emotional as well as mental well-being. But despite all of this, you know, they made it to sit and write the NSC examinations. Many will receive their results this morning. Many would have achieved, and some would not have gotten what they hoped to achieve. So how would this impact, and you know, how important is the role of family, parents and loved ones for our class of 2020 in terms of supporting them emotionally as well as mentally? Joining us online this morning from the University of Pretoria Department of Educational Psychology is Professor Irma Iloff. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us, Professor.
Good morning.
So, of course, the past 24 hours have been quite nail-biting, and I'm sure this morning many matrics will heave a sigh of relief, and for others, not so much. It can be quite a stressful time. Of course, we found ourselves in a very unique position with the class of 2020 writing their examinations, you know, during a pandemic. Perhaps let's start off with understanding how should, you know, parents as well as students this morning be coping?
I think the most important part is to provide a broad perspective. This is just one moment in their lives. Yes, we put a lot of emphasis on it, and yes, there's a lot of hoo-ha in the media about it. But if you look at the entire lifespan of any one individual, this is just one moment. So I think it's important for parents to provide a broad perspective and to also show that we live in a world of opportunities where this examination can open up some, close down others, but it will be okay no matter which direction it goes.
Mm. Professor, I think, you know, usually when a child does well, they are celebrated. When they don't do as well as they had hoped, you know, there's disappointment that comes along with it. Perhaps, you know, a rap on the knuckles from the parents, so to speak. How important is it for parents to be positive at this point in time?
It's important to point out that failure is always temporary. If it didn't go completely as expected, if you didn't get that distinction, and even if you don't pass, failure is always temporary, and I think it's important for parents to point that out to their child. I think it's always also a good idea to continue the discussion around the strengths of a child. A matric examination assesses one certain set of skills and knowledge, but there's a whole plethora of strengths and gifts that are within every child that should also be the focus of our discussions within a family.
Mm. And of course, you know, with 2020 being the year that it was, and especially for the matrics, the pressure, you know, mounted due to the final examinations, etc. I mean, have we seen an increase, you know, in terms of cases of depression amongst our learners?
Yes, for sure. There's been concerns about the well-being of students around the globe, not only in South Africa. You know, our matrics, they've had school from January to March last year. Then we went into lockdown. They returned a little bit in July. They had to start preparing for their record exams immediately. So they had very little contact with one another, socializing, the emotional spaces that schools are also, and they didn't have access to that for large parts of the year. So I think they did well overall, if you look at the average completion rate, but yes, definitely there's concerns about well-being.
Now, Prof, you know, come this morning, thousands will be heading out to their respective high schools to receive their results. Perhaps, you know, advising students as well as parents in terms of, you know, processing that information or those results that they receive.
Today is a moment to pause a little bit and to reflect about your own life priorities. So no matter which way it goes, I think it's a time for celebration, it's a time for reflection, and it's also a time for togetherness.
Fortunately and unfortunately, you know, today will have far-reaching results and consequences for many families and many students. You know, perhaps what are some of the signs and symptoms to look out for? You know, should a child not have done well, you know, in terms of their mental health and their emotional well-being? What are some of those signs that we should be looking out for?
The first one is social isolation. If you see a child withdrawing from the key relationships, withdrawing socially from their friends, that would be a little red flag that goes up. And then, of course, any changes in eating patterns, sleeping patterns, and a child acting atypically from what we know their general temperament to be. Those would be the things I would be on the lookout for.
Mm-hmm. And then just in terms of, you know, like you mentioned or alluded to a little earlier on in the conversation, you know, this is not the end of the road. It's merely the beginning. You know, what sort of words of advice should parents be having and guardians for their children, especially teachers, for instance, you know, when they receive those kids this morning at school, you know, in terms of motivating them for the future, you know, how should they be doing that?
I think there's always the inspirational story with Abraham Lincoln, who just persisted. I think it's well documented that he had much more failures than he had successes, and he became the president that abolished slavery in America. So I think in terms of talking to children, to take those reflections and to look at all the options that's available going into the future.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, you know, when it comes to depression, anxiety, mental well-being, mental health, you know, at times, you know, we don't like to admit to it. And, you know, in terms of parents seeking perhaps assistance, you know, for their children, if they feel that their kids, you know, are going through some form of depression or going through this anxiety, you know, should they be reaching out to perhaps professionals?
Yes, definitely. There are fantastic health professionals in South Africa. For those students who are heading to university, they are very well prepared. I think student support services have been improved at all universities across the board. And then, of course, there are many civil society organizations that's working to support well-being.
Well, Professor Irma Iloff, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Professor Irma from the University of Pretoria Department of Educational Psychology speaking to us this morning in terms of the mental well-being as well as emotional well-being of our students come this morning in a few hours' time receiving those results. How should we be supporting them as well? Very important to stay positive this morning.